me on the line from his office in Washington, D.C., is Syria's ambassador to Washington, Dr. Imad Mustafa. I'll ask him a few questions about the current peace talks that are taking place between Israel and Syria in Turkey. These are indirect talks, but there is the possibility that they will become direct talks in the future. Ambassador Mustafa, what is it that Syria is expecting of these talks that are taking place now?
Well, I can say that we have not expected anything different from what we have been saying for the past 15 years. And in the previous two major rounds of talks between Syria and Israel, we told the Israelis that if they really want peace with Syria, with Lebanon, if they want normalized relations, they want what they are looking for, they want security on their northern borders, they cannot have this while they continue occupying our Golan. So it's the historic opportunity of making peace with not only Syria and Lebanon, because we believe that in a way or another, Syria plays the role of the gatekeeper between Israel and the rest of the Arab world. If Israel really wants to make peace with the Arab world, they need to understand this legitimate Syrian demand based on the premise of land for peace.
Several Syrian spokespeople recently said that the talks so far have dealt with bilateral questions that are outstanding between Israel and Syria. But when it comes to other issues, regional issues, the active involvement of the United States will be necessary. Why is that?
We believe in Syria that peace is a great achievement and a grand endeavor, and it needs guarantees. It needs a world power like the United States of America, the world unique superpower, to play an active role, not necessarily in negotiating the details, but in providing guarantees and creating helping create the momentum that will actually lead to signing the peace agreement and implementing it. Negotiations can have some difficulties, but these difficulties are of minor nature, and they can be overcome if there is a political will and a vision for peace on both sides. We know in Syria that we have the will and the vision. The onus is on the Israelis also to respond in kind to our initiative and prove that they also are willing to do what it takes to make peace with their northern neighbors. Now, having said this, this is a regional arrangement that will create a very new paradigm in the whole Middle East. And we believe in Syria, and I presume the Israelis also agree on this, that there should be an active role played by the United States to provide guarantees, to help smooth out some minor bumps on the road here or there. But the rule is crucial, and it should be fully supported by the United States.
Is Syria seeking, in addition to peace with Israel, also a realignment with the West?
I believe that it's of a Syria, and it serves the Syrian strategic interests to improve its relations with the West to the best possible degree. Our newly re-improved relation with France is a good example for this. Syria has always wanted to open up to the West and to be in partnership with the European Union and to have the best possible relations with America. We are not enemies to the United States. And it has always distressed us that the present administration of President Bush has pushed relations between the United States and Syria to such an unprecedented situation. So in brief, the answer to you would be obviously yes, but it should not be conditioned on peace with Israel. We want to improve relations with the West, regardless of what happens between us and the Israelis. If the West is willing, and this is what the French are telling us right now, if the West is willing to play a role in helping the Syrians and the Israelis achieve peace, then that's even much better. This is exactly what we want.
Ambassador Mustafa, one last question, if you may. There is official engagement now between Israel and Syria, but there's an additional component, additional to the official diplomacy, there is public diplomacy. And as you very well know, there's a great deal of skepticism and suspicion in Israel in regards to Syria's willingness to actually sign a peace deal with Israel. And I'm not an expert on Syrian public opinion, but I would imagine that there's also quite a bit of skepticism and maybe suspicion on the other side.
Ten times more, but at least the explicit official public Syrian position for the past 15 years has not changed at all. We never wavered about this. We have been consistently having one message to the Israelis. We want to make peace. We believe in a fair and comprehensive peace with you. It's the Israelis who waver on this and oscillate. Sometimes they say, yes, we want to talk to you. Sometimes they say, no, we don't want to talk to you. This was the position of Olmert at an early stage of his premiership. This was the position of Ariel Sharon. This was the position of Benjamin Netanyahu. On the other hand, it's Yitzhak Rabin and Ehud Barak did engage in peace talks with us. Now Olmert has changed his position. We are very happy about this change in his position. But if the Israelis have doubts about the Syrian desire and will to make peace with us, then what about us, who have been very consistent in our message, never changed our message? For the past 15 years, telling the Israelis, we believe the only way forward, there is no third alternative, is to sit with us and make a peace agreement.
Do you see any kind of gestures or steps or confidence-building measures that both sides, and I'd be really happy if you could talk about both sides, both the Israelis and the Syrians, can take in order to garner, to generate more public support for the peace process?
Well, if we want to be idealistic, yes, we can ask, as an example, the Israelis to make a grand gesture and give us back the occupied Golan. But this is not realistic. What we believe is, look, we are two serious nations. It's not about grand photo opportunities or about exchanging niceties here and there. This is the state of Syria telling the state of Israel that we desire to end this, the state of war between us, to conclude peace between two states and to recognize each other and to live as peaceful neighbors with each other within a normalized context. We think this is a very serious proposal, and it is far more important than any silly photo opportunity here or there, regardless of how much people like to have these, you know, small things here and there. Here is the grand thing on offer. Let us sit together. Let us make peace. Let us end once and for all the state of war. What better than such an offer?
And we're talking about a full peace for a full withdrawal.
Definitely. This is what we are offering.
Thank you very much. I understand that you're on your way to Syria. Have a good trip.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.